from 2017 through 2020, Wirtgen regularly entertained foreign officials from RTAF, that's the Air Force, DOH, Department of Highways, and DRR, the Department of Rural Roads, at several massage parlors in Thailand. Many of these expenses, which were submitted for approval by Wirtgen's managing director and his sales team, contained round number denominations and lacked any specific justifications. In several instances, the names of Wirtgen employees were added to expense receipts to disguise the fact that government officials were the beneficiaries. These expense reports were then routinely approved by Wirtgen's managing director for Southeast Asia or its managing director in Thailand.
Global companies face unprecedented risks and challenges in today's economy. To mitigate these legal and economic risks, companies are rapidly embracing and elevating the importance of robust ethics and compliance programs to promote positive corporate citizenship. On Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, you'll hear from industry leaders and insiders about how to create effective ethics and compliance programs that will mitigate risks and maximize financial performance. Here's your host, Michael Volkov.
Well, welcome, everyone. Mike Volkoff here for Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. And today we're going to take a deep dive into the Dear SEC FCPA settlement textbook case of expense abuse, is what I call it. Important reminders throughout this case. The SEC's recent settlement with Dear, and I keep calling it John Dear, by the way, its old name, for $9.9 million for FCPA violations is another textbook example of bribery schemes which reveal the absence of a culture of compliance, circumvention of basic entertainment, hospitality, and travel expense controls. And Dear's bribery scheme involved its Thailand subsidiary, Wirtgen Thailand, and various improper payments to government officials, including cash, sham consulting fees, extravagant quote-unquote factory visit trips to foreign countries, meals, entertainment at massage parlors, and other illegal payments. These were made to officials at multiple government entities, including the Royal Thai Air Force and the Department of Highways in Thailand, to secure valuable business contracts. Now, Dear acquired Wirtgen, a German company, in 2017, and Wirtgen schemes were executed by the Wirtgen staff in Thailand through former high-level regional managers and employees. And the SEC specifically cited an important cause: Dear's failure to integrate the acquired subsidiary, Wirtgen, into its compliance program and control environment. And Dear earned approximately $4.3 million from bribery payments. Now, Wirtgen's Thailand subsidiary schemes involve payments to the Department of Rural Roads, DRR, the Department of the Thai government under the Ministry of Transport, which oversees the maintenance of rural roads in Thailand, to the Department of Highways, DOH, a department of the Thai government under the Ministry of Transport, which is responsible for the maintenance of national highways in Thailand. Three, the Royal Thai Air Force, RTAF, which is the Air Force of the Kingdom of Thailand. And four, commercial bribery of a customer A, a private company that handles construction, project management, and design of large-scale infrastructure projects in Thailand. Now, to secure the tenders with the government agencies, Wirtgen engaged in bribery by entertaining government officials at massage parlors, hosting officials on elaborate sightseeing expeditions, and making cash payments, both directly and through the use of a third-party agent. Dear's failure to fully integrate work into its existing internal control system contributed to this failure and led to weaknesses with regard to employee expense reimbursements, third-party payments, and gifts, travel, and entertainment expenses. Now, Dear implemented prompt remediation and cooperated with the SEC's investigation. And their cooperation included providing translations of certain relevant documents, making current and former official employees available to the commission staff, including witnesses located overseas, and timely providing the details of facts developed during its internal investigation, including the sharing of forensic accounting analysis, relevant emails and company documents, and information pertaining to current and former employees. Now, Dear's prompt remediation included termination of employees responsible for the misconduct and initiating significant improvements to its internal audit and compliance program. It revised its code of business conduct, including its anti-bribery and corruption and travel policies, and introduced new compliance initiatives, including the circulation of a company-wide bi-monthly compliance newsletter and a new podcast dedicated to discussion of compliance issues. DEAR also increased training on anti-bribery issues, and they undertook an analysis of its compliance program, and they continue to make improvements utilizing anti-corruption risk assessments, internal audits, and enhanced internal accounting controls related to third-party management. Now, let's take a little bit of time and dig into some of the facts here. Let's start first with the massage parlor entertainment, which was extensive. From 2017 through 2020, Wirtgen regularly entertained foreign officials from RTAF, that's the Air Force, DOH, Department of Highways, and DRR, the Department of Rural Roads, at several massage parlors in Thailand. Many of these expenses, which were submitted for approval by Wirtgen's managing director and his sales team, contained round number denominations and lacked any specific justifications. In several instances, the names of Wirtgen employees were added to expense receipts to disguise the fact that government officials were the beneficiaries. These expense reports were then routinely approved by Wirtgen's managing director for Southeast Asia or its managing director in Thailand. Some of the visits to the massage parlor from November 2019 through March 2020 occurred and coincided with Royal Air Force conduct of tenders in which Wirtgen participated. One attendee at a massage parlor visit in December 2019 and again in March 2020 was a high-level Air Force official in charge of drafting and awarding the tenders. Other expense reports submitted and approved in November 2019 and February 2020 reflect massage parlor services provided to another high-ranking officer of the Air Force. And Wirtgen was awarded two RTF tenders in March and April 2020 for approximately $665,000. Similarly, Wirtgen Thailand incurred massage parlor expenses from at least 2017 through 2019 to host representatives from Department of Highways tender committees, including a March 29, 2017 expense for a Department of Highway group of 15 persons from the committee. Another expense report submitted for approval in July 2018 noted only entertainment of Department of Highway officials. Wirtgen's managing director for Thailand arranged massage parlor visits for Department of Highway officials in order to influence the outcome of an upcoming Department of Highway tender. The managing director noted in August 2018, quote, "Finally, we have first succeed to step in this tender since 3 years tried to add qualifications to the Department of Highways tender." The DOH team was again taken to a massage parlor by the Wirtgen's Thailand managing director in September and December 2018, and the expense reports noted only entertainment in round numbers. Wirtgen Thailand won multiple tenders then from the Department of Highways during this time period, including a December 18 tender for $2.3 million, an October 2019 tender for $498,000, and a November 2019 tender for $1.4 million. Wirtgen Thailand also provided improper benefits at massage parlors to officials of the Department of Rural Roads in December 2019 in order to influence the award of tenders. In total, Wirtgen paid approximately $58,000 in expenses for entertainment of government officials at massage parlors. None of these expenses followed proper approval processes for such interactions, and all were improperly booked as legitimate business expenses. We also saw sightseeing trips disguised as a factory visit, and this is one particular risk that everybody should be mindful of because factory visits can often be conducted within the law and within the reporting requirements, but is often then used as a subterfuge or, let's say, a way to disguise impermissible visits. In October 2019, Wirtgen Thailand paid for four foreign officials from the Department of Highways, including a member of the procurement committee and two of their spouses, to travel to its facilities in Germany. This factory visit was allegedly for the purpose of learning more about the company's equipment. However, the itinerary for this trip included no factory visit. Instead, the trip solely consisted of sightseeing in Switzerland, including travel to Interlaken, Zermatt, and Lake Lucerne, as well as shopping and touring in the Alps with stays in luxury hotels at each stop. Deere spent approximately $47,500 entertaining these officials on this sightseeing spree to win lucrative tenders. During the trip, which lasted 8 days, Wirtgen submitted a bid on the DOH tender. In October 2019, just after the sightseeing trip ended, they were awarded the tender, valued at approximately $498,000. Wirtgen was then awarded a second tender worth $1.4 million 1 month later on November 20th, 2019. There also were payments, as I mentioned, by a third-party agent. From 2018 to 2020, Wirtgen made direct cash payments through a third-party agent to bribe government officials at these three agencies to obtain business. In April 2019, Wirtgen's managing director texted the company's finance director, quote, Ray DOH will have candy money for you too next week. Ray DRR, I will have to discuss it again, close quote. With respect to these cash bribes, the managing director instructed the finance manager to liaise with DOH, prepare 5 envelopes and withdraw cash. You may take Thailand THB currency 100,000 first for use on the delivery date. The finance manager subsequently asked, quote, for the 5 envelopes, should I go ahead and put 20,000 in each, close quote, to which the managing director replied that he would do it himself. In addition to directly paying cash bribes, Wirtgen used a third-party consultant to assist in paying bribes to the government officials to secure 4 lucrative tenders for machine sales worth approximately $4.6 million. For each tender, Wirtgen entered into a sham commission agreement with the third-party consultant who provided no legitimate services and was simply a conduit for paying bribes to the Thai government officials. The sham commission agreements authorized payments of approximately $285,000 and were signed by the managing director. Communications between Wirtgen's managing director and its finance manager refer to a series of bribe payments made by a third-party consultant on Wirtgen's behalf, including cash bribes to the new director of DOH, the former director of DOH, and a set of golf clubs given to the deputy director of DRR. Wirtgen's commission agreement with the third-party consultant in connection with the DRR tender contained bank account information on where to direct the commission payment. The account holder was a senior official of DOH who, along with his wife, had also gone on the 9-day sightseeing and factory visit trip to Germany, Prague, and Austria in October 2019. And this same official was entertained in December 2018 at a massage parlor, as described earlier. So in 2018, this same third-party consultant was used to facilitate the sale of machinery outside the tender process to SKT, an organization that operated as a dealer in the sale to DOH. And they paid the third party approximately $46,000 and obtained the sale of 10 units of pneumatic tire rollers for approximately $924,000. And finally, as if we didn't have enough there, commercial bribery was committed with a specific customer. So this was a private customer, private business, and Wirtgen engaged in commercial bribery of customer A by employing a similar scheme to secure sales of large industrial machines, which required the subsequent purchase of spare parts to keep them operational. The bribes occurred in 2018 and 2019 and included improper gift and entertainment expenses, extravagant sightseeing vacations under the guise of factory visit trips, and making cash payments disguised as brokerage fees to customer A employees involved in procurement. Wirtgen benefited from customer A's purchases of spare parts required to service machines purchased as a result of the bribe scheme through 2023. And as a result, they made profits of approximately $1.5 million on $5.3 million in gross sales of machines and spare parts that were sold to customer A from 2018 to 2023. Interesting case. Just important reminders on factory visits, obviously expense reports, and just lewd and lascivious entertainment at massage parlors. So anyways, we don't know what happened to DOJ in that case. We haven't seen a declination or any indication of that. But anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. Have a great week, everybody.
If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to support the show is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. To learn more and connect with Michael Volkov, go to volkovlaw.com.